This episode of the Dogs Podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Look, it's football season, it's fantasy football season, and lately I've been listening to so many fantasy football and NFL podcasts, and it's been awesome. And one reason it's been so awesome, because I use my Raycon wireless earbuds when I listen. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. They have optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are so comfortable, and they will not budge. Trust me, I got so sick and tired of having those little white Apple golf clubs hanging from my ears and always falling out and everything. Raycon's wireless earbuds fit right into my ear and they just stay there. It's perfect. They are so great and they have their noise canceling so you can hear what you want to hear and cancel out the rest. Raycon gives you 8 hours of play time and a 32-hour battery life. I swear, I only charge mine once a month maybe. Raycons are priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands, and these things are better. Trust me. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. These things are amazing, so head over to buyraycon.com, use code TPPN15 to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's code TPPN15 at buyraycon.com to score 15% off. Go to buyraycon.com, code TPPN15.
All right, guys, it all comes down to this 58-yard field goal. Man, he's up. Oh, it's going right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, he hit it. Yeah! Let's hear the Dogs Podcast. Yeah!
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your host, Blake Reniger, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another special 1-0 episode of the Dogs. It's not another 1-0 episode because it's the first one ever.
That's right.
The first time the Browns have been 1-0 since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. A big shout out to Kenny Mack for that awesome intro. Also, big shout out to Kenny Mack and the rest of the Ottawa Browns backers. The hat that Josh is wearing, the ones that are hanging up, sitting on the table. These are the Ottawa Browns backers hats. He sent us a few of them. We really appreciate it. They look awesome. The Browns managed to not completely Browns themselves. Won a week one thriller. Before we give you all our thoughts on the game, remember you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. Lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com to become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. We got four fantasy leagues going on right now. I went 0-1. The only league I lost was in the Patreon league this week because Dak Prescott sucks. And I'm like, okay, he's gonna get some garbage time throws now. Nope, hurt his hand. It was awful.
I told you guys I lost because I was the second highest scorer of the week
and lost
and
to the guy.
And I played the number one scorer,
so that's frustrating.
Very.
But we got game day threads going on there. We also, if you join the Patreon, you can get access to our Discord. So when the games are going on, people are in the Discord now. Basically, you got access to us all the time. Music Mondays. You get an extra episode every week. It's a ton of fun for everybody involved. It's really grown a lot the last year. So if that's kind of something you're looking for, jointhedogs.com. Become an official Dog Pack member. Before we get into the episode, I want to thank you guys for being patient. We're getting to this a few days later than normal. I don't know if you can tell, I'm still like getting over the sickness. I sound like crap. I can barely see my screen because I can't wear my contacts right now. I didn't want to wear my glasses because I didn't want you guys to make fun of me. So just bear with us. If I sound like a huge piece of crap, hopefully
well, that's normal.
I'll say you are.
Hopefully I'll get better. Hopefully next week will be better. But I couldn't put off the episode any longer. We had to get this out to you. So obviously, Browns win. Big game, Carolina. Against our former quarterback. There's a lot of hype going into this game. I know after the game, Baker said people want to play it up like it was the Super Bowl, but there's 16 more games, but he's the one who had T-shirts made specifically for this game. So I don't know who he's trying to kid.
That's Baker post
yeah.
loss.
Yep. Yeah. So, but we're just going to get right into it. Obviously, the big part of the game, Cade York, rookie out of LSU, wins us the game, 58-yard field goal, which is seconds to go. Longest field goal ever made by a rookie in their first game. I also thought it was pretty awesome. Phil Dawson, I don't know if you guys have heard of him. He was a pretty decent kicker for the Browns for a while. Longest field goal for the Browns, 57 yards. This kid comes in day one, drills a 58-yard game winner to give the Browns their first home, or not home opener, but season opening win in 18 years. It's insane.
It was so impressive. Because that's not the way the Browns ever win a game. On a last-second field goal, that's usually how we lose a game.
Yeah. I've seen it live.
A lot. Yeah.
It was incredible. I mean, he got him Special Teams Player of the Week, I'm pretty sure. And when he first kicked it, I was like, oh, he missed it. And then just...
He knew what he was doing. Yep. He hooked that thing.
And it would have been good. People were talking about, you know, how maybe we should have got it called for intentional grounding. And I definitely thought, like, man, that was intentional grounding when it happened. But you know what? Screw you guys. I've watched the Browns get screwed by calls and non-calls my whole life.
Yep.
Rashard Higgins taking a helmet to helmet in the divisional game 2 years ago. So I don't want to hear it. If you don't want the refs to take a game away from you, then play better the first 3.9 quarters.
Yeah, Nick Wright said that would have been a 10-second runoff.
Yep.
Loss of a down.
And the clock would have been – basically, it would have been 10 yards further field goal. So from 68, he still might have made it.
That's what I was going to – unless still, the clock ran out to zero. But
the problem would have been getting the field goal unit onto the field, set up, lined up, and then get it all done before the clock runs out. Yeah. That would have been the –
yeah.
And 58's a far field goal, 68's real far.
Real yeah. far.
So, but man, it looked like it would have been good from 70.
But I mean, we this is what we talked about last year. We were, you know, we'd have a 42-yarder and we'd be like, oh man, it's 4th and 4. Let's just go for it.
Well,
you know, because they didn't trust the kicker.
Can we segue into this then?
Yes.
Start please. Taking the points, please. We never should have been in this situation.
No. Okay, so. I did not listen to Stefanski's press conference afterwards, so if any of you guys did, let me know if he talked about this. Because
I did.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody, and they said, well, he kind of mentioned this. Whenever I was really upset when they didn't take the field goal on that first drive. Because I thought, okay, first drive, new season, we're on the road, you know, backup quarterback in there. You don't know how this game's going to go.
Backup right tackle, backup center.
Just take the 3 points. Take it, start off with points on the board, and then, you know, we'll play the game. And then as the game went along, you know, we score some touchdowns. KU was making the extra points. He made a couple field goals. And it was like, okay, I started thinking if Stefanski didn't want to trot York out there as a rookie on the first drive of his first ever NFL game for a 50-yarder, because I think that's what it would have been, right, a 50-yarder?
Something like that
or close to a 40-plus, you know, and he misses it. His first ever kick, that's going to mess with him the rest of that game. And maybe that last kick of the game doesn't go the same.
Well, he wouldn't have had to.
Well, I'm just saying, if he gets in that situation, you know, so maybe it was a confidence thing.
That's exactly what he said.
Did he say that?
Yeah, okay. He did. He didn't want to send him out there and have his first ever kick be a decently long one. He wanted to get him some extra points and stuff before he threw him out there to kick a long field goal. But he also, and you guys probably heard, he missed like his final three long kicks of the warm-up, the pregame warm-up.
Yeah, he said he had a rough warm-up.
So, so now all that, now I didn't know that part about it, but knowing that, it makes sense why we didn't go for the three at that point in the game, especially with it being a long field goal. But that crap better stop.
Right.
From this point forward.
This offense is not good enough to leave points on the board.
No.
And I get that, but he's an NFL kicker. Like, if we can't trust him to go out there, and I'm not saying, you know, I know he's a rookie. I know all that. If we can't trust him to go out there and make, you know, a 50-yarder, whether he's a rookie or whether he had a bad warm-up or, I mean, we spent a fourth-round pick on him and a great fourth-round pick. I'm not dogging him. I'm just saying kickers kick. That's why we drafted this guy. And all offseason, all we talked about was, you know, we didn't want to have turnover on downs or stupid gimmicky plays where, you know, we have turnovers on down. And when I look at the box score, I see only, you know, 2 fourth downs. Attempts. So I guess it's not as bad, but I think that it kind of lingered with me all game where it was like, you know, the first opportunity that we have to get this guy out there, we do a fourth down play, you know.
The second fourth down was what, a QB sneak, if I remember right?
I believe so, yeah.
Fourth and a half yard, and we got a big QB. Okay. But man, that was a fourth and what on the first one? Fourth and a couple. And then we didn't even run like a high percentage play, in my opinion. Like a quick out, and Jacoby's not a pinpoint passer. It was terrible. I was so mad that we didn't take the points right there.
Yeah. Did you think Stefanski's explanation really made any sense to you?
It makes, I understand where he's coming from. They're just saying, you know, I'm not going to stick this guy out here and tell him to go bang a 55-yarder in his very first NFL game.
I was screaming at the TV.
Yeah.
I was not happy.
No, because this, you know, kind of segue into this too. The offense is not good enough to leave points on the board the first 11 games. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but watching this football game at the end of it, I thought, man, come week 12, we're going to be really freaking good.
Yeah.
Well, like I watched this game and I thought, when Deshaun Watson gets on this team, watch out.
Because there were definitely guys running routes and throws that Jacoby missed that I thought, Watson's going to put that on a guy.
Yep.
And that's gone.
So my next point was, you just said Jacoby Brissett, yikes. and I, coming into this game, Justin all offseason has been talking about how he's not that good. And people have been coming at him saying, he can get, this is going to be the best team he's ever played on. But, and I've been a little bit like, I don't think he's that good either. But I was maybe not quite as negative as Justin. Josh, you've been like, Jacoby's a pretty good quarterback. No, he's not. Man, that first, I saw Amari Cooper one-on-one top of my screen. I was like, this is where they're going.
Yeah, and then that play was awful.
He burns this dude off the line, cooks him. And instead of putting it on, just get it to him now before the safety can get there. Once he lofted it,
throws a duck.
He basically just threw it to the safety.
He just lofts it up and lets the safety come over. If he puts that on a line, it's Amari Cooper one-on-one in the open field with a full head of steam on the. It's a touchdown.
Yeah, and Amari could maybe juke him or get a move or whatever.
It's a touchdown. Yeah. Instead, it was no yards. And then he misses Kareem Hunt. We got bailed out by the defensive holding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that should have been a touchdown to Hunt. And then our first touchdown, oh, my God. I mean, we're lucky that the DB just horse collar tackled Amari Cooper before the ball got there.
Yeah.
And so we got the ball at the one.
Well, and that shows you Amari Cooper right there, what he can do route running wise, because that guy completely panicked, had no answer to stop Amari Cooper except I just have to, you know, throw my arm around his neck and put him down.
Yeah, I wanted to say this. The Stefanski play calling and play design, people were screaming off season that he was terrible. Stop. If this game showed me anything, we had just talked all offseason about how this wide receiver room we don't think is that great. We had dudes running wide open everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
We did.
Everywhere. People wide open, and we just couldn't get them the ball for a second year in a row. I know it was only one game. but Stefanski's not the problem. Now, maybe does he need to take the points more? Okay, yeah, then we can talk about that. But his play design and his play calling is not the issue here. Mm-mm. Not the issue at all. I thought DPJ had a great game, even if, I mean, he might not have popped off the numbers. But, man, it seemed like every time we needed a big catch, it was DPJ who came up with it.
You know go ahead.
I say he made some nice grabs. He really did.
He reminded me of Higgins. Like, I felt like he was that guy for us this year. Like, every time that we needed a play and it was looking rough, I felt like he kind of bailed us out. And it wasn't, like, easy catches. They were all
tough
diving,
yeah,
low to the ground. So that was super impressive. I thought he looked great. In an offseason where people talked a lot about how he hasn't been that impressive so far for the Browns, you know.
He looked like Mr. Reliable. I like the Higgins. Only a way more explosive, bigger, faster, stronger, Rashard Higgins. I'd like to see David Njoku get involved more in the passing game. I just don't know if anybody's going to put up good numbers for the first 11 weeks as far as the passing game's concerned.
Okay, there you go. I was going to say, as far as the passing game,
I thought David Njoku was excellent blocking this game, though. The whole offensive line did well. I mean, we rushed for 217 yards. That doesn't suck. No. You know, that sounds like Oregon when they play some low-life Pac-12 team. But he blocked really well. But, man, one catch, 7 yards. He just got a huge contract extension and then comes out and gets one catch.
Yeah.
Did anybody else, when Anthony Schwartz got his first pass and he dropped it, were you guys just like, this mother effer?
You know what I said. I
mean, it can't be repeated on a podcast.
Cannot. Nope.
But I will say this. I thought Schwartz bounced back and had a good game for him.
I think I texted you guys right away, and I said he needs cut immediately after the game. Just cut. Don't even bring him back to Cleveland.
He came back. He had maybe one of the biggest catches in the game.
That ball went through the air and I saw 10, I was like, crap. You know, just in that split second in my mind, I thought, this is hitting the ground. Same. We are screwed. I looked fourth down.
Looked at that jersey number, and I was like, yep, okay. It's a rat.
We're done.
Here's the thing. When he caught it, I think almost every Browns fan in the country probably had the same reaction. Oh, he actually caught that.
Yep.
That's exactly, yep. Like, when he caught that, I was like, Schwartz. Wait, what?
No, Schwartz. He caught it.
Yeah. I did like that after his drops, Stefanski came back to him with an end around, mm-hmm. and it actually went well. Then later, he got another end around, and he actually broke a tackle. I was like, hey, what's gotten into this guy?
Now, remember, week one last year, we said the same thing about this guy. So,
no,
I'm
going
to need to see some more. But it was encouraging to see the terrible preseason not totally follow him.
No, and I think what we got week one out of him is, at least for the time being, probably what you can expect. If we can get a catch or two out of him, a couple end arounds, yeah. You know, he had two carries for 20 yards. So, I mean, that's pretty good. 10 yards a carry is not half bad.
Yeah.
So that is significantly better than anything we got out of him in the preseason.
You know, whenever I saw in the Packers game, Christian Watson running wide open down the sideline, and Rodgers puts it right in his hands, and he just dropped it. Yeah. I just thought, huh, he's got Anthony Schwartz speed and hands.
Not to get off topic, by the way, but the Packers looked like doo-doo.
It wasn't good.
I don't know who called that.
It was not good.
Davante Adams had more yards
than the receivers.
Than all the receivers combined for Green Bay in that game.
Yeah, so.
It's very rough.
I don't like to toot my own horn too much.
That's shocking. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So them and the Lions are both 0-1. It's going to be a tight race. It's going to be a tight race. People said I was insane. But, okay, so another thing I had, nobody can cover Cooper 1-on-1. This kind of falls in line. We just talked about this. But every time he only had 3 catches, 17 yards. But, man, if we had a quarterback, who knows what he would have done. He was so open all the time.
All the time. Yep.
It was crazy.
He looks good out there.
Yep. I think one thing I want to mention, we got out of this game with no injuries. And that's not something our division rivals can say. Baltimore and Pittsburgh both decimated.
And Cincy. Well, not decimated, but, I mean, lost the guy. So, I lost a big receiver for them.
Oh, Higgins.
Higgins is out.
No, it's just a concussion, though. It's probably a week.
Well, you know, we'll see.
Unless he's one of those guys, it's like a lifelong concussion.
That's true. Do come around.
Obviously, the offensive line played well. I already talked about how many rushing yards we had. I think you saw the recipe for success for the Browns. A lot of Nick Chubb, a lot of Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody can quietly have 141 yards rushing and average 6.4 yards a carry, but Nick Chubb did somehow.
Yep, quietly. They started flashing numbers, you know, toward the end of the game, and I was like, what?
Were you guys surprised how many touches he ended up having?
Yeah.
Because I knew it was going to be very run heavy. I thought it was going to be run heavy, considering, you know, Brissett was going to be the quarterback. But, like, at the end, I think he had 23, 24 touches or something like that total. And I was like, man, it's a lot of Nick Chubb. That's a lot to deal with if you're a defense.
You know, for all the people, like, on YouTube that wanted to bounce in and say that we were crazy saying Nick Chubb was, like, the best pure running back in the league.
No,
it's not. Watch the game.
It's not crazy.
He is so good to watch run the ball. I mean, he's so smooth. And then you don't really see a guy his size be able to, like, sidestep and juke a move on a guy. And then just run through the next guy.
How many times do you think, like, at the line, like, oh, this isn't going anywhere?
Yeah, he's
going
to get tackled for a loss.
Straight through, 6-7 yards.
Yep. Yeah, just sidesteps and just, he's so good.
People like to talk about how powerful Derrick Henry is, and obviously he is, but Nick Chubb is up there.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude's an animal in the weight room. I mean, that stiff arm he put on that Steelers guy, it's on repeat in my brain all the time.
Yep.
He's amazing. Then Kareem Hunt, 11 carries, 46 yards, a rushing touchdown, and a receiving touchdown. That is just a 1-2 combo that if Brissett can just make a little bit of plays in the air, nobody's going to stop our run game.
Yeah.
He's just got to hit a couple. If he just hits a couple of these, this can be the recipe for 11 games. The problem is people just watch this Carolina game, and they're going to go, well, Brissett can't hit a broadside of a barn. So let's just pack the box back up, and they're not going to be able to run the ball on us. So hopefully he's just got to hit a couple.
Well, and with how open our receivers are, hopefully that starts to connect.
Yes.
And again, I'll give him a little bit of a pass just on the fact that He did not get a whole lot of the starters reps in camp because Deshaun was taking those. He did not get a whole lot of run in the preseason or any type of rapport with a lot of these guys. So I'll give him a little bit of a pass. If week two looks just as bad, now we got some serious problems. But I expect Jacoby to come out and look a little better.
It was halftime, and I was like, Jesus, somebody called Jimmy G. I was like, something. This is rough. I was just like, but then at the end of the game, it's easier to look at these things after a win. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, this is how we're going to have to win six games. We're probably not going to blow anybody out in these six games. These six wins at the end of these games, if we win them, we're going to be going, we should have won that by three scores, and we had to kick a 58-yard field goal to win it. That's just the way – that's the recipe. That's the way it's going to be until Deshaun gets back.
But I will say, I mean, and we talked about this a lot at the end of last season and the offseason, we scored 26 points. You know, last year we were losing games while holding people under 20.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it is good to see that we are up closer. You know, we're past 20. We're close to 30. You know, yeah, they scored 24, but at least we were able to score points.
Yeah, and I know we're going to transition into defense soon, but we might be able to count on our defense to – Carolina had five fumbles total. They recovered all five of them. But if our defense can force some turnovers and get us really good field position, I mean, they can do that. They're good enough mm-hmm. to do that. So
absolutely.
I think that's going to really help us.
Well, and that's another big thing. I mean, we ran 74 offensive plays, and they only ran 50.
Yeah, I thought it was even less than that. That's crazy.
That's a huge difference.
Yep.
I said it's the offensive line played well as a unit, but the guy I was concerned about, Jedrick Wills, did not play a good game.
No.
I saw his PFF grade was like 50.
It was less than that, man. I just pulled it up. It was like 42 something. I got to pull it up again, but it was not good.
By the way, when I was talking about time of possession the episode before this, I said if we had the ball for 45 minutes, and then we said that's kind of ridiculous. We had it for 38.
Yeah.
We had it for a long time. I mean, it doesn't help when they have a one-play drive. That's going to sway that in our favor. But, no, Jedrick Wills, and then somebody on Twitter put up like 10 plays of his. He just looks like he doesn't really try. His effort looks not great. I don't know. Like I'm nervous about his future on the Cleveland Browns if he doesn't turn it around. He's being kind of carried by other great players around him, two great running backs, and Bill Callahan. Because he is not – every day I'm thinking, man, we should have drafted Wirfs.
Yeah. So out of 64 eligible tackles, where do you think he's at?
60.
Yeah, 60.
Did I guess right?
Yes, that is right. 60. You're right. His grade was 51.7. Run pass block score of 63 on the pass block.
I'm telling you, I watched a couple of these plays on this video. He gets beat by his dude. And then just stands there and watches this dude chase Jacoby. And then Jacoby comes running past him, and he doesn't step up. He literally, I missed. So I guess I'm just going to take this play off. If I saw that out of a junior high player I coach, I'd take him out, rip him an a-hole. You know what I mean? And he's doing this in a professional game. It's, I don't know. He half looks like he doesn't want to be there. Like, oh, I got paid, so I think I'm just gonna stream video games now. With him and Kyler Murray.
Oh, going back to what you said, Josh, about scoring, you know, more than we were scoring last year, this kind of bothers me. We only scored two touchdowns.
Yes.
Cade York outscored the rest of our offense by a lot.
No, the offense, I think the offense is gonna very much be what we just saw. I think it's gonna be a lot of Cade York, and it's gonna be managing the clock. A lot of Nick Chubb, a lot of Kareem Hunt, and just pray to God Jacoby can hit Amari Cooper when he's wide freaking open.
But if, you know, if a lot of Cade York's okay, because like you just said, I mean, he scored 12 points on his field goals the other day, and our offense scored 14. I mean, if we got Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, we're going to get at least one or two touchdowns every game. And then if we can just bank on those field goals to get us up over 20 and our defense can hold people under 20, we can hold this together until we get our quarterback.
Yes, hopefully. The way I look at it is the magic number six, we just checked one off.
Yep.
Five to go. One down, five to go.
Yep.
And we're going to get, I think we have a very winnable game this week.
So the record for most 50 plus yard field goals in a season is 27. Back in 1962.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Where'd you come with that at?
I just Googled it.
Oh, okay. One down, 26 to go.
Hey, York might get those by week 11. Hey, Browns fans, let's just take a quick break from the action to talk to you guys about DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL's opening week was action-packed, and it's just getting started. The Browns started off the season 1-0 for the first time since 2004. Let's get it going, guys. Get ready for week two of touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any football game and get $200 in free bets instantly. You want more action? Everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. It's simple. This Sunday, bet on any NFL team to win, and I'm going with the Browns over the Jets, baby. If your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code TPPN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
So then we'll transition to the defense. I thought they played out of their minds for three and a half quarters.
They look good.
Just real two good plays, two bust coverages, almost caught. And that's those are the little things when you're playing a backup quarterback. You have to, on the other side of the ball, then you got to be close to perfect. Because you played amazing for 99% of this game, but one busted coverage, and we almost lost a game because of one busted coverage. That's how much of a hindrance this offense is right now. The defense has to pick it up. And they did, again, for three and a half quarters. I thought Miles was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He was the highest graded defensive player in the league this week. Yep. And not just his two sacks. I just thought I felt him the whole game. In the run, in the pass, his pressures. It wasn't like a Miles game where you only see him on his one sack and you didn't see him the other 60 plays. I knew where Miles Garrett was every single play.
Yep. Having him and Clowney on that line, like we talked about it after the preseason, made such a difference.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Clowney, so glad we got him back.
By the way, do you think the defensive players and Joe Woods listen to the podcast? Because I said, hey, if you can't get there, just put your hands up.
Yeah.
And at one point, Baker had more batted balls than he had completions.
They didn't have to listen, dude. They played with him last year. Yeah.
That's all. They knew it, yeah.
I thought Taven Bryan played well.
Yeah.
I thought he got called for a BS roughing the passer.
That was one of the worst calls. And even the announcers, commentators on TV were like, what's a guy supposed to do?
The NFL's too soft.
It sucks. Just
straight up. You can't even put any contact on the quarterback.
I mean, he was releasing the balls. He was getting hit. He didn't drive him into the ground. All he did was tackle him.
What are you supposed to do?
It's seriously. Football.
What are you really supposed to do? Like, I don't understand, like, what they, let me just push him really hard.
And I don't understand, like, how it's acceptable. How the commissioner, well, I mean, we all know he's a, you know what. Yeah. But how can he watch that product and be like, well, that's just the way we want it to be now.
Yeah.
No, that's awful.
And the thing is, so, you know, you were talking about what's a guy supposed to do as a defender? Do you just push him? Do you just try to bat the ball down? Well, you can't do that in the league anymore because everybody's starting to move to these more mobile quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You can't do that to Lamar Jackson.
No.
If you don't wrap him up, put him on the ground, he could run for 15, 20 yards.
And here's the thing. There was an opportunity for a safety there.
Yeah.
I'm going for two.
Yeah.
I don't care. Hey, throw the – I'm cool with it. Hey, I'll take 15 yards. It was a garbage call.
Yeah, as soon as they showed the replay on that, I thought, I don't even care about that penalty.
Yeah, we'll get one back later on in the game when it matters.
Yeah.
At the end, last drive.
Yes.
Which a lot of people were complaining about that one too, but his helmet definitely hit it. I might not love the call, but tough.
They owed us one.
Yep.
We're not allowed to have glass bottles in our stadiums anymore. You owed us.
That's funny. I thought Grant Delpit, I don't know, was he part of the busted coverage or was it John Johnson? I'm not sure, but he did have the pick. I thought Alex Wright played well. I heard his name a couple times. I thought our interior D-line played better than I was expecting them to. Yep. I think McCaffrey only had, 30-some yards rushing?
Yeah.
He had 57 yards of total offense. We shut him down.
That all came on basically one big play, too, a lot of that.
Yeah. He had 10 carries for 33 yards.
And if, I'm a Carolina fan, I'm going, why is Christian McCaffrey only carrying the ball 10 times? Yeah. You know what I mean?
They threw the ball way more than I thought they were going to.
He only threw it 27 times.
Well, but that's over half of their plays, though.
Oh, that's true.
For how much they had the ball, I thought, man, they're throwing like almost every play that they have.
They were down two scores a lot of the game.
That's true.
And we were tackling McCaffrey in the backfield.
But even in the beginning, it was like Baker pass bat, Baker pass batted down, Baker pass. Yes.
I was
turnover. Yeah.
I was laughing so hard. We're gonna get to it, but man.
I watched a video on YouTube of a Panthers fan, and the title was a little bit misleading, but all of the comments it was about the Ward and Moore matchup, and all his fans commenting were saying, like, Ward's gonna get smoked, like
by DJ. Oh, okay.
And yeah, that's all these Panthers fans were saying, that like it's super funny. It didn't age well at all, dude.
Do you remember I hardly heard Ward's. I think you talked about it, that chart of all the alpha receivers that he covered last year and how bad they played against him.
Yeah. I think it's funny.
It's just what happens, man.
No, so we can come back to the defense, but we'll use that as a segue. I just thought it was just pure bliss and magic. All this talk, ever since Baker went to the Panthers, all of a sudden the Panthers were being looked at nationally as like some up-and-coming team. They just all of a sudden, look at all these nice pieces they got. The Browns, Justin kept sending it, the article that said
NFL.com.
NFL.com says the Browns are no longer that talented of a team. But the Panthers are this up-and-coming team. They were favored to beat us.
I was disrespected, bro.
I was like
Michael Jordan disrespected.
The hell out of here. 2 months ago, they were the 26th ranked roster. We were the 6th. Like, give me a freaking break. I'm just so happy we put that to bed instantly. Baker looked like complete
Baker
dog poo for three quarters. And people on Twitter are still trying to argue with me. Baker played well. He didn't. Before he hit that 70-yard bomb on a busted coverage, he had 160 yards passing. He had 4 or 5 batted balls,
I got his stats. You want me to read them?
Yeah.
16 of 27, 235 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, sacked 4 times, 4 balls batted down, 4 fumbles. Jesus, guy sucks. That's what I wrote at the end.
Well done.
A 37.2 QBR. And I'm just so happy we can put – if you watch this game, you now know why the Browns moved on.
Yeah.
You just – first of all, you saw Baker as a whole. For three quarters, he was awful. And then in the last quarter, he comes alive a little bit, hits a couple throws, but they still lost. It's just never going to be good enough. He's just not that good.
I'll say one thing in Baker's defense. If he had Cade York the whole time he played for the Browns, he would have had more wins.
That's fair. I got into an argument with a guy a couple of days ago, and he's like, how's Jacoby Brissett working out? That looked pretty rough, man. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, hey, man, first game, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, you know, Baker, he looked terrible. He's in a new system. I said, oh, you kind of mean like Jacoby Brissett? And he's like, yeah, but...
we didn't trade 3 first-round picks for Jacoby Brissett.
No, it's just cool one thing after the other. My thing is, if you're that much into Baker Mayfield, if you're feeling that, bro, that much, move on.
So
we don't need you.
You look at both these quarterbacks and how they played on Sunday. One of these teams... That quarterback is their starter.
Their franchise guy, they're saying, moving
forward. And the other team, that guy's just a placeholder for now.
Yeah.
I said something. I commented, I think it was on Quincy Carrier's Twitter, because he said something about, like, where's all these Baker people? They're usually always in my mentions. And I said, I can't wait to hear the excuses.
Yeah.
And people just immediately, what does he need excuses? He played well. I was like, there's no way you watched this football game and thought that Baker Mayfield played well. There's no way.
Pump faking. Into bad throws, into sacks. I mean, just the stuff that we saw Baker do so often last year.
I said, come at me when the Panthers win 5 games and Matt Corral's your starter next year.
Right.
That's okay, because that's what's going to happen. They're not winning that. They're not good. They're not good. They suck, and their coach is awful. It's just...
Yeah, it'll be a new head coach and... Probably like Bryce Young or CJ Stroud next year.
Yes.
The way they're going to go.
And I'm not, or it'll be Matt Corral.
I think they'll have to get somebody.
I'm not the only one who felt like the disrespect too. Even Miles came out and was like, some of the things this week, mm-hmm. you know, had us a little bit amped up. There's no way. It was insane. The way people were talking about the Panthers, like they were all of a sudden going to be the Bills.
Well, and like you said, you know, Baker's the one who put out the t-shirts before the game. It was just like last year whenever he'd say, oh, the shoulder's not an injury, not a problem. I was doing fine in practice. And then as soon as they got smoked and he looked like crap after the game, oh, that shoulder's really bothering me.
Did you guys, I don't know if you guys read into the t-shirts anymore. I read like a really funny article. So they put the t-shirt out, right? And then they couldn't even get them out in time for the game. Yeah. So all these people are like super pissed, like, hey, you owe me $33. You couldn't even get me my off the leash t-shirt, which... Come on now.
It was definitely designed for this game.
If you bought that t-shirt as a Panthers fan, you deserve to lose that money and still not get the shirt.
Absolutely.
So I had to get that off my chest. Like the disrespect coming into this game was insane. Insane.
Yeah.
So the last thing I put on here then is, can this model win us 6 games? So if let's look at some of our upcoming games. You got the Jets, the Steelers, man. I'm not so sure.
They're just always good at defense.
Mitch said their offense is going to have a killer mindset moving forward. I can't wait.
I think we can beat them. But there's a chance that's going to be like a 10-7 kind of ball game.
At least TJ Watt won't be out there.
That's when we correct. That's really part nice. Of their team. Straight up.
Panthers. Okay, that's done. Jets. We're going to get into that. I'd like to think so. Falcons, I'm all of a sudden a little bit more.
They looked okay.
Against the Saints. Mm-hmm. Chargers going to be real tough.
That's going to be, we might have to put that one in the other column. Don't give up yet.
Patriots, I think that's a win. They looked like absolute dog crap, too.
I think you were right about that.
Yeah.
It was only one game, and I know everybody wants to react on week one, but boy, Blake, I think you might be right about the Patriots this year.
Yep.
And then the Ravens, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills, Bucks. I'm going to be honest. So, Jets. So, we already got the one. So, we need 5 more. Jets, Falcons.
Got to get the Falcons.
Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting 2 more?
I'm saying Steelers. Let me get some stock in that. I think we can win that game.
I think we can win Halloween night.
Halloween night.
I think we can win Halloween night.
To me, because if not, you're banking on beating Baltimore at Baltimore, Miami at Miami, Buffalo at Buffalo.
Now, the thing about Joe Burrow is he's not historically done that well against the Browns.
And correct.
You saw Sunday, he threw 4 interceptions. I mean, Denzel Ward's going to take Ja'Marr Chase and do what he did to every number one receiver. So, we do. I think you're right, John. I think the Bengals could be one of those wins.
I'm picking us to win that game,
You got to go. I think 4-0 has to be hopefully the start. And then Patriots, Bengals. Because do I think we can beat the Ravens? Yes. But at Baltimore?
It's going to be tough.
It's tough.
It's going to be that'll have to be a defensive.
Yes. At Baltimore's tough. At Miami's tough. At Buffalo's obviously tough. And then at home against the Bucks. The Bucks might not be quite as good, depending on how many guys they got back by that point in the season. But it's going to be every week I'm going to get more and more gray hair.
Yeah,
because it's never going to be pretty. It's going to be a lot of games like we just watched for the next 11 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I was going to be so upset if we lost, because we have to win the ones that we're supposed to win. We have to beat the Panthers. We have to beat the Jets. We have to beat the Falcons. We have to beat, in my opinion, the Patriots. Hopefully the Steelers. Like, you can't afford to lose one, because if you lose one of those, now you're going, okay, so I'm going to go into Buffalo and beat Buffalo with Jacoby? Probably not. Probably not.
If Brissett continues to overthrow people or just not see wide open guys, I don't know if we can win 6 games.
I feel you there. I was very much not on like the should we look at Dobbs thing, but could it be much worse?
Should we look at
Dobbs? Man,
well,
I don't know.
Okay, Brissett still, he didn't throw an interception.
Agreed, he didn't throw a pick, and we won the game. And we don't want to jump the gun too early after one game. I'm just saying the Jets are supposed to be pretty bad.
Yep.
Comes out and it's the same thing against the Jets.
Got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, again, all summer long, he did not take the starters reps. He didn't play in the preseason, so that was kind of his game action tune-up game.
I mean, Joe Burrow looked bad too.
Yep. Right. It wasn't pretty, but you know, the Jets, like you said, presents a great opportunity. It's a great get, even though we won, it's a great get right game for that offense, for Jacoby, for the passing game.
Just get on the same page with Cooper, and I think we're good.
Yep.
So we'll see you there. So that's kind of what we thought about the Carolina game. Let us know what you guys thought. Hopefully you guys still remember it. I know it's been like 5 days now. That's my fault. And the longer this episode goes, just the more and more crappy I sound. So I apologize.
Hey, one thing I do want to say before we move on to anything else is that I'm pretty sure, unless my eyes deceived me, the very first tackle of the season on that kickoff was DeAnthony Bell.
Yeah.
But I saw 37 getting up from the pile, and I'm like, sweet.
Which, and I don't know if you guys have got to watch it. Did you get to watch episode 8 of Building the Browns?
I have not.
I got caught up on a lot of episodes last night. Like, the whole second half of the episode is all about DeAnthony Bell. It was awesome. Nice. So I was like, man, this is pretty cool. Like, we had him on first.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yep. So go check that out if you guys are interested more about DeAnthony Bell.
Hey, Browns fans, let's take a quick break to talk about the most important part of the NFL season, that pregame meal. Whether you got your grill at the tailgate or in the backyard, you want to make sure you're serving the best meats to the crazy fans around you. And if you want the best, you have to get the best. Omaha Steaks. You've heard us talking about Omaha Steaks for a while now because they are without a doubt the best steaks we've ever had. And it's not just the steaks. All the food from Omaha Steaks is top of the line, delicious, juicy, and best of all, you can get a great discount with our promo code. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, into the search bar. You'll get a special price on the all-American assortment. And as a tasty bonus, you'll also get 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steak burgers for free. The all-American assortment includes 16 mouth-watering entrees with four famously fork-tender, double-trim, butcher's-cut filet mignons, four pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts. Wow, is anyone else getting hungry? Plus so much more. No one, and I mean no one, comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and the value of Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com and type keyword DAWGS into the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword DAWGS. With Omaha Steaks, the Browns fans of your watch party will know you're the alpha dog. Now back to the show. Oh!
So obviously, week two, home game for the Browns, home opener. We play the Jets and Joe Flacco. Zach Wilson's still hurt. Before we get into the game, we did want to talk about, you know, kind of like the second biggest news of the week so far. For the first time in, what, 5, 6, 7 years, something like that, Browns are going to have a midfield logo. It was voted on by the fans. It's the running kind of Heisman version of Brownie the Elf. What do you guys think?
Okay, over there.
I'm struggling, guys. I'm not going to lie. I am struggling.
So I was initially surprised that so many people had never heard of it. The logo, the Browns.
Outside of Cleveland or inside of Cleveland?
Outside, but until I realized I don't really know the history of any other team's logos. So
that's fair.
I like it. I like the logo, though. I think one of our Patreon members said it was like, it's like a very for Cleveland thing. Like, mm-hmm. It's for the fans. It's not for the rest of the world. Like, they don't matter.
It was voted on by the fans. And to quote, you know, best Browns coach of the last decade, if you don't wear art in brown and orange, you don't matter.
You don't matter.
You don't matter.
So that's the way I look at it. I kind of love that people outside of Cleveland aren't digging it and aren't into it because I don't give a shit.
That's fair.
Like, I don't care. You're not a Browns fan. I could care less what you think
about
it. It
is funny to see the comments and the, you know, even just like these media people saying like, why did they pick this? This makes no sense. Like, it's kind of dumb looking. And it's like, you just have no idea.
Yeah, like I'm a big Pat McAfee fan.
That makes me like it more.
Yeah.
I'm a big Pat McAfee fan, but like they were ripping on it. And I just, I'm like, you guys have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You have no idea. Rich Eisen was talking about how bad it was, and I was just like, screw you, Rich Eisen.
I never want to hear from Rich Eisen again.
No, like, go run the 40.
I don't mind it. I think it's kind of cool. I think it's a nice little shout-out to the history. Like, you know, they've been kind of especially last year, they had the 75th, and then, you know, you bring that back.
It's my favorite Cleveland logo.
There's one thing I don't like. When Barry Shuck informed us that it was based off of the Massillon Tiger logo, I liked it a little bit less after that.
I bet you did.
Yeah, which, by the way, if you want some history on Brownie the Elf, we had Barry Shuck on, I mean, like, going on almost a year ago.
That was yesterday, man. Yeah. I grew this beard out one day.
And and he actually gave us a big history about Brownie the Elf. I think we actually have Brownie root beer sitting up on the table.
That's right.
So we just went back cut it out, reposted it. So if you guys are interested in about Brownie the Elf and the history of it and stuff like that, check that out on our page. It's a pretty cool video. Barry knows a ton about Brown's history, so super informative. I didn't vote, but this is the one I was going to vote on if I did.
Thursday night next week on primetime against the Steelers will be awesome to listen to what the commentators have to say about that logo.
Oh, they'll be confused.
That's going to be cool. I mean, but everyone's going to see it now.
I just saw somebody on Twitter was like, it's this guy I always go get into it with because he's annoying. He's a fake Browns fan, in my opinion. But he was like, this is just another reason why I don't like this on our field. Another reason for people to hate us. And I said, screw them.
Yeah.
It's been Cleveland against the world my whole life, and it will be for the rest of my life. Yep. If they're not here, we don't give a crap about their opinion. We're going to put on the field what we want to put on the field. And if you don't like it, tough.
Let's go be the bad guys and win a Super Bowl. Yep.
Bring it.
Yeah. Let's do it. I don't care.
No.
Because, I mean, look at the narrative change on Baker. It's always been about Cleveland. It was never about Baker.
Yeah.
People hate Cleveland.
Just like Deshaun Watson, whenever it was, oh, if he goes to Atlanta or New Orleans, like it was, where's he going to go? Who's going to be the next Super Bowl favorite?
Yes.
He goes to Cleveland, all of a sudden he's this, you know, criminal.
Yeah.
And Cleveland's, you know, fans
criminal supporters. Horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my favorite thing was when Baker was on the Browns, it was, how stupid are we to think he's the guy? He's not the guy. He sucks. He leaves and goes to the Panthers, and it's they're a playoff team with a healthy Baker. The Browns are stupid for letting him go. It's always Cleveland against the world. Yeah.
So if you're a true Browns fan, you understand that. You're sticking with us, and we'll get you there.
Yeah. It's like, screw everybody else. I couldn't believe this guy's like, I just don't – nobody else likes it.
Quit being such a – was that his Twitter tone?
Yes. That's how I read it. It's really like, oh, God, these teams aren't going to like it. Oh, jeez. Like, shut the hell up. Freaking man up. Who gives a shit what they think?
Maybe
did he do the hand thing too?
Oh, as he's like typing it, like, oh god, they don't like it. They think it's stupid. Mom, can I have another Hot Pocket? This guy just gets on my last nerve.
So. I can tell.
Yeah. He's gonna be really upset when he watches this.
That's what we think about the logo. What do you guys think about the logo? So now, obviously, the Jets preview coming into this game. I think they ran the ball pretty well with Michael Carter in their first game. So we got to be cautious of that. Just
handle CMC. I think we're cool.
Don't let Joe Flacco sling it around on us, please. Yeah. Like, just we have a history with this guy. He's played against us a lot of times. Just don't let old Joe Flacco come in here and just somehow turn back the clock and sling it around the yard.
This defense 59 times last week.
Yeah, he did. Defense is not the same defense he ever
faced.
That's
fair. That is fair.
I mean, we have a real defense.
Yeah, that is very accurate.
Did Garrett Wilson do anything in their first game?
I do not think so. But he's also a rookie. I think Corey Davis
had like a 6-for-80-yard kind of game, something like that.
Yeah.
Michael Carter had a nice game. Mm-hmm. I've always said, like, the Jets, like, they have pieces in place. There's nice pieces there. I like Elijah Moore a lot. I'm not a fan of Corey Davis because Blake thinks he's better than A.J. Brown.
I don't think he's better. It's just at that point in the season, he was having just as good of a season.
I love just keep bringing that up. It's my favorite.
Garrett Wilson did have 4 catches for 52 yards.
That's not a bad game.
Nope. I think Elijah Moore is really good.
Yes.
So there's some things we got to do. You know, they held Lamar to 17 of 30 for 213 yards.
Yeah.
And the Ravens only ran the ball for 63 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The Ravens even win this game. If you look at these stats, I'm going, Lamar didn't dice them up through the air. He only had 211 yards. They only ran the ball for 63 yards. Like, what did they do well enough to win this game by 3 scores?
Probably defense, because the Jets threw it 59 times.
Yeah, I guess the Jets just didn't score.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 307 yards, but he only had one touchdown. So we got to come out. We got to play good defense again. Just get pressure on Joe Flacco. He's like 180 years old. Okay, just get pressure on him. Is he a better quarterback than we just placed week one? Who knows? I will tell you this. We're probably not going to bat 5 balls down. Because
he's a lot taller.
Yeah, he's a lot taller. Come out. control the clock again. I expect to see a lot of Nick Chubb and a lot of Kareem Hunt again. And let's just hit on some of these chunk plays offensively. Let's look a little bit more polished in the pass game. I don't need Jacoby Brissett to be Josh Allen, okay, or Patrick Mahomes. But when he's got Amari Cooper one-on-one and this guy cooks him off the line and there's nobody within 30 feet of him, I just need him to make that throw.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Put it on him.
I'm not asking you to do that 30 times a game. I mean, the Bills asked Josh Allen to go be great 30 to 40 times a game. They're like, you got to go out there and just dominate this game. I just need Jacoby to do it 3 to 5 times a game.
Yep.
And the rest of it, just turn around, hand it off to Nick Chubb.
Yep, manage the game.
Yep. So, but you got to hit some of those chunk plays. Again, it's the NFL. It's hard to drive the ball 80 yards, 10 plays every time. If the defense gives it to you, I mean, look at Carolina. They were doing awful. And then chunk Baker plays. Makes one good throw on a busted coverage. They got the lead. Because of one chunk play.
Yep.
If the defense gives it to you, you have to take it that opportunity. You can't let it go. We can't throw it over the guy's head.
Nope. But going back to John's point earlier, he didn't turn the ball over. Right. So just don't commit any turnovers. That puts us in a great position to be successful right there. Even if we don't hit on big chunk plays, as long as we're not giving the ball to the other team, we'll probably be okay.
With
our
defense,
our run game. Yeah. And our kicker. Thankfully.
Kick a bunch of field goals if you have to.
I would like to get off to a good start, too, quick, because it's the home opener. Mm-hmm. We got Brownie the Elf on the field. We're 1-0. I think Browns fans know we have a chance to be 2-0, like a very real shot. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere is going to be nuts. Justin's going to be up there screaming his head off.
That's right. No voice. No voice so, on the show Monday.
He's going to sound like me next week.
Yeah, probably because I have strep throat.
And you know, the thing, too, to think about, you know, 2-0 is a huge advantage going into the season because we're looking at the schedule coming up as it is now, but who's to say week three rolls around, Mr. Trubisky maybe gets hurt this week, they got to roll out Kenny Pickett and he's not ready. Maybe it's a much easier Pittsburgh game. Maybe the Falcons, something happens to Mariota, they got their rookie. You know, you just never know some of these teams who we're going to be facing when we get there. So the more wins we can rack up now that we can get, you know, we need to take them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could end up facing Michael Vick for the Falcons.
Good thing our logo's not a dog still.
Yeah. Jesus,
wow.
Too far.
I like Mike Vick.
I couldn't pass up on that.
That was pretty good.
But, yeah, come out to a fast start. Get the crowd into it. Man, in starting the season 2-0, it's a lot easier to go to where you want to be with a good start. Teams that start 0-2, 0-3, I don't know the exact percentage, but making the playoffs is very low.
It goes like, down rapidly.
Yes. So to start 2-0, I don't want to say it's a cushion, but it's like, man, we're checking boxes.
We don't have to fight against ourselves.
Yes.
If we lose this game, we go 1-1. You know, now it's a game that we should have won. We didn't win. Now we're fighting ourselves on that loss.
It sucks to miss the playoffs by one game and you lost to the Jets in week 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or week, 16, a couple of years ago?
Well,
yeah.
You know, they said, oh, all you guys have COVID. They can't play.
That's right.
So come out, play good, clean football, good special teams, make all your kicks. They listened to us a lot last week. Yeah. We made all our kicks. We caught all our punt snaps. I'd one thing.
What about, are you thinking of Felton?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You notice he wasn't back there after that.
Like, man, go get somebody if we don't have anybody who's better than that.
There's got to be return specialists available. Has to be.
Somewhere. Oh, my God. His first three, I was like, holy crap, has he never done this before?
What are you thinking, Justin?
John, who is your bus for the Browns this year?
Oh, yeah. Dimitri Felton.
Yeah, mine too, but no.
It's just 1 week. Let's see what happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine was Schwartz, so...
It's a three-man race.
John, I will say, who you got? I think John called it, though, when he said the rookie with the biggest impact.
Cade York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cade York, 100%. Man. I mean, you know, David Bell looked like I didn't even notice him out there.
Well, he didn't, you know, I don't know if he had a target. He didn't catch anything, obviously. So
I don't remember him.
Third-round rookie wide receiver, I think.
Again, none of our receivers are going to do that great, no. I don't think.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little while.
Yep. But let us know what you guys want to see out of the Browns here week 2 against the Jets. Good chance to go 2-0. Don't let this slip through our fingers. Let us know what you guys thought about the game at Carolina. Thank you guys for checking out another episode of The Dogs. Thanks for being patient with us this week. We usually try to get these episodes out a lot sooner after the games because of work schedules, and clearly I suck health-wise. It just took a little bit longer, so we appreciate you guys being patient. Browns are 1-0. We couldn't be more thrilled to be sharing this moment with all of you guys for the first time in a long time. For all the Dog Pack members, we'll see you guys on the After Hour show. To everyone else, we'll see you guys next week when we discuss how it feels to be 2-0.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at The Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.